I'm fortunate to have lived with both my mother and father. My parents took very good care of us while teaching practical ways to serve the Lord. I consider myself privileged to have a spiritual heritage filled with memories of family devotion, godly music, and faith in motion. These experiences caused me to recognize the power of God's presence in a person's life and the need for my own personal relationship with Jesus. At the age of 9, the Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost with evidence as promised in the Bible. I'm often overwhelmed when I recall my spiritual heritage. I can't even imagine who, what, or where I would be without Jesus. As a child, I never imagined gaining such an appreciation for my dad's ministry of the Word. Today, I'm excited to share one of his Bible studies with you. Here's my dad, Bishop Desmond Trim, teaching a lesson on why we need the Holy Ghost.
There are many people who are saying, "Why do I need the Holy Ghost?" Well, it is indeed a fact that without the Holy Ghost, no man can be saved. In the book of John, chapter 3, most people have heard the story of Nicodemus and how Jesus dealt with him. Never wasted time to respond to the miracles he talked about. But Jesus went to the heart of the matter by telling Nicodemus, "Except a man be born again of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Now, it is not only in the New Testament that the Holy Ghost was talked about. It was also talked about way back in the Old Testament. For example, in the book of Joel chapter 2 and verse 28 to 32, the word of the Lord declare, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord have said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call." Now, it is difficult, I believe, for anyone to truly doubt what the Word of God has declared. It is the only book that is true, because both the Old Testament and the New Testament agree in one. We turn our attention now to the book of Isaiah, chapter 28, and there are two verses we'd like for you to look at, 11 and 12. "For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to these people, to whom he said, 'This is the rest, wherein he may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear.'" So God's intention for you and I today is to give you the refreshing, to give you the rest that is so needed today, so that you can be truly safe waiting for the resurrection morning. Now, in the book of John, chapter 14, and we want to look at verse 26. This is what it said: "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." In that same John, if you look at John 15:26, the word declare, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. So the Holy Ghost is needed in your heart to testify of the Lord. Because when the Holy Ghost comes, he will bring all the truth into your remembrance. The word declared in the book of Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So when you look at the Word of God, bring the pictures together. Look at what the Word of the Lord has to say. There can be no doubt in your mind that you have to have in your heart the baptism of the Holy Ghost today so that you can be safe and be ready for when Jesus comes. We have before us again a scripture taken from the book of 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16. Listen to what it says. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And we can add verse 17, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So my friends, today, it is very vital that you take God at his words today, that your hearts would become open, that your mind would be open, that you wouldn't be doubting the Lord, but that you would believe that the word of God is true. So you can reach out from your heart after asking him for cleansing, and he will do so. And the Holy Ghost will be given to you. It is a wonderful gift that you should receive today. In the book of 2 Peter chapter 1, and there are two verses, 20 and 21, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but the holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Throughout the New Testament church, everywhere and every place, the word of God was preached, and people believed. They all repented. They were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and they all received the Holy Ghost the same way, speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So the Holy Ghost is for you today. Open up your heart today. Let God Almighty baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And God is willing to bless you if you'd open up to him. The Holy Ghost is just for the asking. Would you please ask him today? The Lord bless you.
Praise the Lord.